We are doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we had been discussing the Mitzvot of business practices, be it that we have fair scales, and that a person is not allowed to own unfair scales, not to be afflicting to a ger, not to be oppressing of a ger, and even to be careful how we speak to a ger, be it within business or out of business. Now, we're also not allowed to afflict and be unfair in our business practices to our fellow man who's not a ger, even a regular Jew. But the Torah adds a special mitzvah to be careful with a ger. The Torah also warns us about not to covet, not to desire things that other people have. That's one of the Ten Commandments. And part of this is the prohibition of being jealous of other people. Kinah, Chazal tells us, is one of the things that takes a person out of the world. And the Torah tells us, don't follow the thoughts of the heart and the eyes. That we say it in Shema every day. A person sees a great car, so now he's thinking, how am I going to get that car? No, the Torah says, don't go after your eyes and your heart, the things you desire. So we ordinarily say that's about Znos. And it's not only about Znos. The Torah prohibits us from moving the border, Hasagat Gvul. So Hasagat Gvul simply is if we own two plots of land, and I shift the border a little bit to gain a little bit of land. That's a simple prohibition. Chazal applied it to fair business practices. If I live in one town and have a pizza shop, you live in another town and have a pizza shop, I shouldn't go into your town and open another pizza shop to compete with you. If we live in the same town, so we're both entitled to open pizza shops. But if I'm from a different neighborhood, I'm just going to come here to compete with you. That, Chazal said, is like extending your border. The Torah tells us that we have a prohibition not to steal, right? So the prohibition of stealing is not only stealing money, it's also stealing a person's thoughts, what Chazal called gnevat dat. When you cause a person to err in his thoughts, you trick a person. So gnevat dat, okay, that deserves 10 classes on its own. When do you apply that? Meaning you're on your way out and someone sees you and says, oh, I was just coming out to greet you. That's not true. You're stealing. That's a concept of gnevat dat. You're fooling a person. We have the prohibition of stealing, be it in open, brazenly, that's gezel, or stealing in the dark when someone doesn't see it, that's kneva. We have a mitzvah of lota shok. We're not allowed to withhold wages, we're not allowed to force a person to sell. And if one did, then we have a mitzvah to return what's stolen. That's a special mitzvah to say. As a kid, that was always my question. How did Yaakov Avinu perform all 613 mitzvot? One of the mitzvot is to give back an item that you stole. Did he steal something? So that's how he performed that mitzvah. We have a mitzvah not to desire things that are not ours. Meaning a person thinks, gee, I love that Rolex. I wish I could have that watch. Maybe you want to sell me that watch. So the Torah tells us we have to limit how much the things we desire. If we find a lost object, so then we have a mitzvah in the Torah to return the lost object, and when we return it, we should think, I'm fulfilling the biblical mitzvah, v'ashev t'shivim nachicha, returning a lost object, and this is also a fulfillment of the biblical prohibition, not to disregard it. The Torah says, lo tuchal li'italem, you may not ignore it. You see someone's lost object, assuming that it doesn't cost you, we have a mitzvah to return it. If someone is loading their donkey and the animal is and he needs a hand, so we have a mitzvah, a biblical commandment to help him load the donkey. And if the animal is suffering under the weight, we have a biblical prohibition not to ignore the animal's suffering, which is really the source of the prohibition of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. That we're not allowed to ignore an animal in pain just to let it sit there and suffer in pain. And when we... What? Yeah, so we have a special mitzvah, Azov to Azovim, will help him out, be it help him loading the donkey or unloading the donkey. And again, the mitzvah is to help with him. If he's not doing it with us, we don't have a mitzvah to do it. The Torah says it's his animal. You have a mitzvah to help him in loading or unloading the donkey.